Services, Health and Education Committee meeting. We'll call that meeting to order. Joe, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Could I have approval of the minutes for August 7th?
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Darlene, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just one quick one for you this morning. Asking your approval for another preschool contract with Teresa Wasson. Same rate as all the others.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Lynn.
Good morning. Our first item is to ask for your approval to accept OMH COLA funds in the amount of $8,509 for salary increases for the clinic, the crisis, and Clarity Wellness.
Make motion.
Second.
Any questions for Lynn? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And our second item is to award the bid for our silent alarm system over at Community Services. And we would obviously be contracting with the awarded entity as well. So we had the RFP went out and I sent a summary of the information to you. By far, the most reasonable bid was from Eastern Security Services. So that's what we're recommending we go with. And this would be for silent alarms to be installed in our entire Bath building, our Corning building, and our Hornell building. And the monthly and yearly monitoring to go with it.
Motion.
Second.
Any questions? Scott?
The bids went from 7,500 to 80,000. Are they bidding the same thing?
Yes.
I guess that goes back to what Jack explained yesterday about some of these suppliers.
I think that's what we were talking about when that conversation came up. There's that one. I think the technology may be a little bit different. I mean, you know, some of these, I think we're talking about running cat cable, you know, which will be pretty expensive. So.
Yeah, some of them had different types of buttons, so it's a little harder to trigger them, you know, accidentally. Yeah. So it's probably that stuff.
Okay. Who's alerted when this alarm is activated?
It calls to 911, I believe.
911. Mm-hmm. Nothing to kind of administration or anything like that?
No, we don't. For any of the panic buttons, we don't get alerted. We get alerted after the fact. Most of the time, but yeah, 911 and very likely, especially for community service, it'd be a Bath PD response,
right?
Because they're right across the street.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lynn. Morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I am going to postpone my RFP, the award of the RFP for preventive services, till next month. I was a little ambitious. We got three proposals last week and I thought, oh yeah, we can crank these out by today, but it didn't happen. So I apologize. I'll bring that back next month. For this morning, I am here to request to enter into a contract with Good Samaritan Hospital in Albany for a medical director for our Child Advocacy Center. Historically, we have been contracting with Dr. Jack Coyne for those services. He has been talking about retirement for a couple of years, and we've delayed, but he's had some health issues that's escalated that plan. So I would like to go forward with a new contract. It will be $20,000 a year. In that contract, we will get not only the medical director services, but we will also get training and supervision for our nurse that works in the CAC that does the medical exams. So actually, the contract's a little less expensive. So we were paying Dr. Coyne a little over $25,000. This is $20,000 a year. And it also has the capability of anytime the nurse has any supervision needs or questions or, you know, supervision in a medical exam, they'll Zoom over the computer. So it's just all around a good fit. Good Samaritan has been doing this for over 20 counties across New York State. We've reached out. They're happy with the service. And this is a service that's difficult to find. So we're very grateful to have the opportunity.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kim.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. A couple requests here. First, in the Office for the Aging. And both of these requests in OFA are, as we've spoken about before, bringing in outside contract folks and positions into to be county positions for various reasons. First one is the request to create a senior typist position, CSEA grade F.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And the next request, it says seven up here, but it actually ends up being a little bit different. We're asking to create six aging services assistant positions, CSEA grade D. And again, that's bringing contracts in.
Motion. Second.
Any questions?
I do.
Pat?
Are these people not located here? Staying in their agencies where they're...
They're located here.
Currently?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a room issue as far as finding room for new people. Okay.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And then with that, with the seven, actually, as we looked at this and took a long, hard look at it, we're asking to request to create one specialist services for the aging title. Same deal, bringing in a contract, but the duties are a little bit different than those other six.
I'll second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And that for Amanda is CSEA grade J. Public health, asking to reclassify one vacant registered professional nurse position, CSEA grade O, to a licensed practical nurse, CSEA grade G. As you know, recruitment is tough on all positions, but certainly nurses, and they've found a great candidate that can be very helpful to them. So we need to reclassify to be able to appoint.
I'll move it.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And in community services, asking to reclassify one currently filled supervising clerk position, CSEA grade J, to an office manager, CSEA grade K. This was a very long and involved look at the duties for this position that this position has morphed into over the years and is doing. It's a critical position in the office, and the duties certainly warrant an office manager title.
So moved.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And asking to reclassify one vacant account clerk typist position, CSEA grade D, to a senior account clerk typist, CSEA grade I. This has a lot to do with billing. Obviously, the senior account clerk positions deal with a lot of numbers and so on and so forth. They're asking to reclassify this to a senior account clerk typist to help with the billing, to help counterbalance. They're willing to zero base a currently vacant senior clerk, which is grade D. So it will add an increase of around 7,000 to the budget, but they have plenty of vacancies to cover that in the budget.
Motion.
Second.
You have a question, Joe?
Yes. Nate, do they have somebody to fill that position yet? You do? Thank you.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
And social services request to create one registered professional nurse position, CSEA grade O. This is a position traditionally I've contracted with. They have a fantastic candidate to do this nursing for the CAC, correct, Kathy?
Yeah, I have a candidate that's interested. No poaching. We had a deal. Who is in the state retirement system now currently, and so she is interested in coming on board with us, and I think it would be a great asset to our team. It's for the child advocacy system.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
Any questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Jack, do you have anything?
No.
Okay. We have a motion to adjourn.
I'll move it.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you.
Very good.